longer than the bruises. Alexa wiped her wet cheeks. You really don't remember when he got up this morning?
They'd already been over this. Sophia didn't remember. She didn't rise as early as he did. It wasn't as if he'd allow her to have a job. On a school day, she typically went back to bed after Alexa left, staying there until 10 or so. Then she'd get up slowly, work on maintaining her beauty, which was all important to Skip, and drink away the rest of the afternoon. Alcohol was the one thing that seemed capable of dulling the disappointment, not to mention the boredom she lived with on a constant basis. But it also gave him a club to use when he needed it. I thought I was getting something special when I married you. You were someone, remember? The mayor's only child? The most popular girl in school? Now look at you. You're nothing but a lazy drunk. She tried to shove those hateful words into the back of her mind, where they resided. They made her crave a gin and tonic. But it was too early for that. She couldn't have one anyway, she reminded herself. Not only had she just spent 30 days in rehab, she'd promised Skip, as part of their starting over, that she'd really quit the booze this time. He'd threatened to have her committed to a mental institution like her mother if she didn't. She wasn't sure what he'd use to make her seem crazy, but he'd figure it out. Her mother's condition, the fact that there was mental illness in the family, definitely wouldn't work in her favor. Mom, Lexi said. Sophia pulled herself out of the whirlpool of her thoughts. He didn't wake me, honey. I'm sorry. He didn't tell me he was leaving, either. I would have remembered. Are you sure? He says you forget a lot. That you'd live in a bottle if you could. He often criticized her to Lexi. He was the dazzling father who swooped in, bearing outlandish gifts. The parent who'd promised her a Porsche for her 16th birthday. He never had to raise his voice to insist she do chores, finish her dinner, or improve her grades, because he wasn't around long enough. I've quit drinking, Sophia said softly. That's why I went away. Remember? Why you had to stay with Grandma and Grandpa? Alexa didn't pursue the old argument. She was too bewildered by her father's disappearance.
This is just so weird.
It is weird. Sophia could tell that the captain and his mates agreed. She'd heard them asking each other if anyone had seen Mr. DeBussy on deck in the wee hours. No one had. No one had heard him either. But with the engine chugging away and the waves splashing against the sides of the boat, would anyone notice if he fell overboard?
I keep thinking he has to be here somewhere.
Dressed in cutoffs and a white tank, Alexa leaned on the railing as her troubled eyes ran over the deck, the bar, the stairs going below.
I'm so worried.
Sophia didn't want her to have to accept the worst quite yet. She didn't want her to suffer at all. Alexa was the only reason she'd remained in her loveless marriage. Skip had told her she'd never see her daughter again if she left, and she believed him. He had the support of a rich and powerful family who lived in the same small town they did. With her own mother diagnosed with schizophrenia and her father dead, she had no one. He might turn up. A fresh tear rolled down Lexi's cheek.
But you heard the captain. He said there's no way Dad could have reached shore. No one could swim that far.
The captain would have been right had he been talking about anyone else. But he didn't know Skip, not like she did. Skip could do anything he set his mind to. Sophia had never met such a strong-willed individual, or such a controlling one. She pulled her daughter into a hug. We've contacted the U.S. consulate, and they've called the police. We'll be docking at Rio to wait while they check the city and the beaches. We won't leave without him. Let's not give up hope too soon.
Alexa's head bumped against Sophia's chest as she nodded.